Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Virus numbers keep creeping up, and the Holy Grail is not in reach yet, but when it is?
Who gets the COVID vaccine first? Governor Cuomo has a plan.
We will have one statewide vaccination plan.
I'm Sean Adams in Ramapo.
I think it'll be a relatively easy adjustment.
The New York plastic ban is enforced starting today. Who has been moving out of New York City? Joe Connolly will tell us about that.
Homeless men ask the court to stop the city's plan to move them from the Lucerne Hotel.
The Upper West Side has embraced these men.
I'm Marla Diamond on the Upper West Side.
Finally, a victory for a New York football team.
Tate Crowder's running with it. 10, 5, touchdown, Giants!
And the Dodgers are going back to the World Series.
And speaking of the Giants, Eli Manning says...
Well, now it's decided. I'm officially a Hall of Famer.
Yes, Eli, the New Jersey Hall of Fame. What did you think? It's Monday, October 19th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day. With fewer commercials.
Good to have you with us on this Monday morning. I'm Wayne Cabot. What day is today, Steve? Help me out here.
It is Monday, October 19th.
The 19th. Even with his mic off, you can hear Steve loud and clear from across the room. Thank you. And a mask. Speaking of which, let's begin with news out of Johns Hopkins research. Today, the case count for COVID is just surging, and these are the confirmed cases. Our area saw more big numbers this weekend, most notably in New Jersey with 1,282 new cases. And that's the kind of count we really haven't seen since the spring. There was one day earlier in the month that was like that, but aside from that, we're seeing numbers back to where we were at the beginning. Every part of the state is seeing a resurgence, but the leading counties are now Essex, then Hudson, then Ocean, Union, and Middlesex. This would have been the wedding day today for a couple in Brooklyn, but when the state learned that 10,000 guests were expected, well, health officials shut it down.
If one person in the collective wants to have a wedding with thousands of people, that's going to endanger you, and you, and you, and you, and you.
The synagogue accuses the state of unwarranted attacks on the wedding because the ceremony and the meal would have been restricted to close family, they say, and the public would have been invited to participate only for a short period of time. The governor wants to get ahead of dispersing the COVID vaccine just as soon as they have a COVID vaccine to disperse. And live on that story, let's go to Sean Adams in Rockland this morning. Sean, good morning. Who would get the priority in the governor's plan?
Well, some of the people right here in the town of Ramapo might be first up. New York State's COVID vaccine priority matrix focuses first on at-risk people and healthcare workers in high COVID areas. There are six levels to this plan based on risk, occupation, and infection rates in different locations. It's a draft plan with many variables. Governor Cuomo is still waiting for the federal government to fill in the blanks.
Are you going to allocate it by infection rate? Are you going to allocate it by number of cases of COVID? Are you going to allocate it by population? Who determines how many each state gets? What's the basis that you're using?
It's a complicated undertaking. The job for New York State now, this is a big one, focusing on the logistics. How do you administer millions of doses of vaccine? Possibly twice. Two doses might be required here. Wayne?
Thank you, Sean. It's the WCBS Morning News Roundup on Monday morning. Today was supposed to be the day that the city would relocate 235 homeless people from the Upper West Side to Lower Manhattan, but that is off now, at least for now. Marla Diamond has been covering this saga. Marla, good morning. What's the latest?
Good morning, Wayne. The men were to gather their belongings to be bused from the Lucerne Hotel here on West 79th Street to a former Radisson Hotel in Lower Manhattan. But the city's plan to do that is now on hold after three men at the temporary shelter asked the courts to intervene. Their attorney, Michael Hiller, tells CBS2 the trauma associated with relocation would put the men at far greater risk for harm.
They want to stay because they're doing really just tremendous work. The Upper West Side has embraced these men, has supported these men, and they feel it. And they also know that they're not really welcome downtown.
Mayor de Blasio announced the move last month after residents had complained of quality of life issues with the men here, like open drug use, harassment, and the men using the streets as toilets. Supporters, including local elected officials and Lucerne residents, will hold a rally at 9:30 this morning outside the hotel. And we're live on the Upper West Side. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Marla, thanks. Stock futures are mixed so far this morning. And with one of the big money stories this morning, Joe Connolly is here right now with who's leaving the city. Joe.
Yeah, Wayne, young families have driven the exodus from the city. A Stuyvesant town man tells the Wall Street Journal, "We didn't have enough outdoor play space, so they moved to Connecticut." He says, "A lot of our friends have left. It's sad." Appraiser Jonathan Miller says moving out when they have kids is typical for some families, but he estimates that 5 years of this common trend has been compressed into several months. An Upper East Side couple says the houses they're looking at in Montclair, Livingston, and Millburn all sell in a week. A Brooklyn family with two kids is moving back to the husband's hometown of Port Washington on Long Island. The possibility that working from home some days will become more common is a factor in many of these families' decisions. The Times reported on singles and couples who moved to Hoboken and Jersey City, saying they're settling in and like it. Some are moving farther out, to Montclair, Summit, and Short Hills. But a 27-year-old woman who has come back to the city from the suburbs says she let her old apartment go and was able to trade up to a doorman building with lots of new amenities in Chelsea. Wayne.
Joe, thank you. Plastic is banned in New York, and they start enforcing that today. We'll hear about that next on the WCBS Morning News Roundup. Now the weather day ahead on the Morning News Roundup. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, good morning.
Good morning. Starts chilly this morning, but it is going to turn into a mild afternoon. We will see a mixture of clouds and sunshine, and from 52 now up to 64 to 68 degrees this afternoon. Mostly cloudy with patchy fog for tonight into Tuesday morning. Tonight's low just 55 to 60. And while it may appear or seem to be a damp start to the day on Tuesday, it should brighten up a little bit. We'll say variably cloudy, but it's up near 70. And Wednesday could be up around 70 to 75. Again, 52 now, humidity 89%. Today, it's into the mid and upper 60s.
When you need to know the latest news,
there is a new effort to block Governor Cuomo's COVID restrictions.
The lawsuits are flying in New York City and now in the suburbs.
The federal lawsuit claims the governor's executive order violates the First Amendment.
New studies suggest Mayor de Blasio's push for neighborhood policing hasn't had much impact.
Stay connected with WCBS 880.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Monday the 19th, today begins enforcement of New York's ban on plastic bags. Not really an outright ban, as we're going to hear in a second. Steve Byrne spoke with Eve Gartner, the managing attorney for the Toxic Exposure and Health Program at Earth Justice.
Plastic is toxic throughout its entire life cycle, and it's terrible for the environment and for human health.
And rumors about reusable bags being a risk in a pandemic are nothing more than hearsay, Gartner says.
There's no evidence that any kind of disease has ever been spread through reusable bags.
Plastic bags are still allowed for things like takeout food, prescription drugs, and newspapers. In New Jersey, lawmakers are looking to go a step further, sending a bill to Governor Murphy that bans both plastic and paper bags.
Yeah, and styrofoam, too. It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup on Monday morning. It is the 19th day of October. It is a noteworthy morning because in New York sports, there is now only one team that has yet to win a game this season. Yeah, let's get an update on that because, Brad, at least the Giants won.
Yeah, Wayne, good morning. Let's start with the good news. A Gatorade bath for Giants head coach Joe Judge. His first win as head coach. He got the game ball after Big Blue beat the Washington football team 20-19 at MetLife Stadium yesterday. The defense stopping a two-point conversion attempt with 36 seconds to go to preserve that win. Here's quarterback Daniel Jones.
We battled these first 5 weeks, hadn't gotten the results, you know, that we all hoped for. So to get it was thrilling, and you know, coach's first win, and it was a lot of fun to do that.
And the go-ahead touchdown came courtesy of the defense and courtesy of Mr. Irrelevant. Tate Crowder, given that title as the last pick in the draft, the rookie scooped up a fumble, ran it in for a score with 3.5 minutes to go. The Giants getting to 1-5. The Jets, the only winless team left in the NFL at 0-6, and they were shut out by the Dolphins for the first time since the Mud Bowl, the 82 AFC Championship game, the final yesterday in Miami, 24-0. Ryan Fitzpatrick, the former Jet, threw 3 touchdown passes. Only the diehards, or maybe those with a betting interest, were probably watching this one. Neither team, Wayne, converted a third down until the fourth quarter.
And you got to really appreciate this compressed baseball schedule. We just found out who's going to be in the World Series, and they're going to start playing tomorrow.
They are. I mean, there were no days off through any other round of the playoffs. There is going to be a day off in the World Series, and we got a day off today. The Dodgers and the Rays will get ready for the Fall Classic to start tomorrow night. The top two seeds during the regular season, they're making it to the World Series. The Dodgers beat the Braves in Game 7 last night at the NLCS 4-3. Cody Bellinger had the tie-breaking home run in the seventh inning. How about this? During his celebration, he smashed forearms with teammate Kike Hernandez and actually popped his shoulder out. Bellinger went back to the training room, got the shoulder popped back into place, came back out, and he was the one to catch the final out. The Dodgers erasing a 3-1 series deficit. And again, they will face the Rays in Game 1 tomorrow night.
Thank you, Brad Heller, sponsored by Dell. Dell Tech Advisors are focused on you. All set to offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform to keep your small business ready. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
Live, local, always on WCBS 880.
Morning, I'm Wayne Cabot. Here are three things to know on the WCBS Morning News Roundup, sponsored by Altiz. Well, AMC Theaters has found a way to survive. If you're missing the movie theater experience, here's what you can do. Rent one out. Rent a theater. Starting at $99. That's their basic deal as they try to survive this shutdown. Times Square's famous Irish pub. The main fiddler is going to be gone by the end of the month. Blame COVID. Even with indoor dining, they've been doing only about 10% their usual business. Third thing to know, Neil deGrasse Tyson says an asteroid may buzz cut Earth, as he put it. Buzz cut Earth. The day before the election, November 2nd, the size of a refrigerator, he says it is not big enough to cause harm, adding that if the world does end in 2020, it will not be the fault of the universe. Well, New Jersey has its latest Hall of Fame class of inductees, and the announcement came yesterday when, virtually, the guy who won last year, Jason Alexander, did the honors this year. And here's how it went.
The organization had wanted Danny DeVito to host, but he wasn't available. So they went to the next short, bald guy they could think of, hence me. Last year, I was honored to be an inductee into the New Jersey Hall of Fame. That meant I had to fly myself cross-country, Los Angeles to Newark, and back to pick up this award. This year's inductees don't even have to get off the couch. It's all about the timing.
Michael Corleone says hello.
Inducted this year, Danny Aiello. And
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown, New York.
Playing quarterback for the Giants these past 16 years has been a true joy and a privilege. And living in New Jersey and raising my family here has been the same. Although I believe the best part about being elected into the Hall of Fame tonight is that the debate is now over. It seemed like every time I turned on the TV or talk radio, all I heard was whether or not I deserved to make it into the Hall of Fame. Well, now it's decided. I'm officially a Hall of Famer, and everyone can move on to a new topic of conversation. I assume my jacket will be delivered in the next few days.
Talk about talented Jersey families. Sissy Houston, the Grammy-winning gospel singer who got inducted by her niece Dionne Warwick, Dionne Warwick had been inducted as part of the class of 2013 alongside her cousin, Whitney Houston. We're all kind of related somehow in New Jersey, aren't we? That's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup for Monday morning. We've made it to the 19th of October.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.